Time for your starting lineups and the Jay Mullins jewelry tip. And to bring all of that to you, here is John Dinkins.
All right, I'm going first tonight.
You are.
I'm going first. Okay. For the Seagull Stars, it'll be Morgan Klemmer, 5'6", sophomore wing. Number 14 is number 10, Maddie Franciscan, a 5'6", junior wing. Allison Bush will be at the other wing spot, 5'8", junior. She wears number 3. Erica Roberts will be at guard, 5'4", number 20, Erica Roberts. And number 23 is Paris Lawson, a 5'4", sophomore guard for the Stars. So it's Klemmer, Franciscan, Bush, Roberts, and Lawson. For Smyrna, it's Kayla Hunt, number 10, along with Treasure Hunt, number 15, Savannah McIntyre, number 24, Allie Bolton, number 21, and Jasmine Neal, number 34. And the tip is up and controlled by the Seagull Stars. Welcome aboard, everybody. District 7 AAA action from Smyrna High School.
Jay Mullins jewelry tip, by the way, 603 Jay Mullins story on West Northfield Boulevard behind Capital Bank, next door to Fuji's Restaurant.
Here's Klemmer with it, left side for Siegel. Over to Franciscan, now to Roberts. Roberts looks, gives it to Lawson, finds an opening, stops at the foul line, shoots the jumper, too strong. Rebound, picked up by Neal. Bulldogs have it. Kayla Hunt in front court, bounce pass over to Treasure Hunt. Now to Bolton. Gives it over to Neal. Neal driving through the lane, puts it up, going to be fouled, and will probably go to the free throw line as I think she was shooting in that one. And the foul is going to be on Maddie Franciscan. And Brian, they can ill afford her to get in foul trouble tonight.
Well, the Seagull bench is not as deep, and they need to keep all of those bodies out there for the duration of the game.
Free throw by Neal is no good. She'll get one more. 2nd one is up, and it is good. Fans Heating and Air free throw, been providing unparalleled product, service, and support since 1966, 893-7930.
We haven't really seen teams heating it up from the free throw line here, at least last night, to open up the tournament. Hopefully the girls' side of things will be different.
Roberts over to Lawson. Siegel has the ball, trailing 1-0. Franciscan whips it around to Bush. Bush has it, now to Klemmer. Over to Franciscan. Very deliberate offense. They throw it away. I think Erica Roberts zigged when she should have zagged, and ball's out of bounds. It's going to be Seagull's basketball, however, touched by a Lady Bulldog. Roberts to throw it in. 6:46 to go here in the first quarter. 1-0, Smyrna. Here's Lawson over to Franciscan. Long pass over to Lawson. Picked up by Neal out front. Franciscan has it left side. Looks for help, finds Bush. Roberts has it, top of the key, now gives it over to Bush, left side. And we've got a hold underneath the basket, and it's going to be on Smyrna. And it's on Neal. Jasmine Neal picks up her first foul, team's first. And Siegel will throw it in underneath their basket. Roberts gets it inside to Franciscan, tries to go up. And now it's a jump ball, and possession error goes in favor of the Lady Bulldogs. So a turnover for Siegel. That's their first. And still 1-0. Smyrna, they have the ball. Across the timeline comes Kayla Hunt. Played with injuries a lot this year. And here's a drive by Hunt, gives it out back to Bolton. The long jumper's no good. Rebound picked up by Neal. Good hustle over in the corner. Now ball is loose, gonna still be the Bulldogs' ball. And pretty good crowd below us here.
One thing that we did fail to mention, John, is Middle Tennessee Christian School and Eagleville Boys are playing at 7:30 tonight in the District 9A Boys Championship game, so good luck to both of those teams.
And if that game's anything like the other games, should be a great one. And there's a drive off by Hunt. Going to be an offensive foul on Treasure Hunt. Second team foul, and it'll be Siegel's ball. What, two overtime games by those two teams?
Yep, and each one won at the opponent's home gym.
Very unusual.
Yeah.
And Eagle was trailing deep in that game, I think, that second meeting.
And in the first meeting, MTCS was trailing by almost double digits late.
So the purpose tonight is to get out to a deficit.
I guess.
Roberts has it.
Worked so far.
Looks for help, gets Franciscan over left side, down to Bush. Very deliberate offense here by Alan Bush's Seagull Stars. And they're going to throw it away. Oh, no, picked up by Lawson. Great save. Double team, now gives it back out to Roberts. Roberts going to drive, goes all the way in. The layup is good. Erica Roberts puts Seagull on the board. And it is 2-1.
Doing a good job of splitting the double team there and getting in the lane for a pretty nice look.
Seagull in a 2-3 zone with Roberts trailing Hunt. There's a jumper that's no good by Hunt. And a foul underneath the basket. And the foul on Allison Bush. So at the line will be Jasmine Neal again. She's 1-for-2 from the free throw line. Isaac puts it up, and it is good. Neal. Scores that free throw. Second one is up, and it is rolling off. So she has 2 points. It's 2-2, our score. Here's Klemmer. Bounces it over to Lawson. I'm not looking for a really high-scoring game tonight.
Well, no, and that will play into Siegel's favor, I would think.
Lobs it over to Lawson in the corner. She drives, goes up, and misses the shot. Gets her own rebound. It's short. Rebound Hunt. Treasure has it. Flips it out to Kayla Hunt. Has it right side. Smyrna with that Seagull zone. Going to have to be patient. There's a long jumper by McIntyre, who's capable of hitting him, but misses that one. Rebound put off by Lawson. Going to drive all the way in. Puts it off the window. No good. Rebound Hunt. Tipped away by Lawson. She gets it back. Waits for her teammates to come back down the floor. 2-2 our score, 3:52 to go in the first quarter of play. Bounce pass over to Franciscan in the corner to Roberts. She'll take the three. She scores. First bank three, Erica Roberts. She has 5. And Siegel has 5, and they lead 5-2. Bulldogs lobs it inside. Can't get it to Neal. It's going to be off Franciscan. It'll be Smyrna's ball. Brooklyn Blanchard getting ready to come back to come in the game for the first time. Blanchard is a 5'4 sophomore, wears number 3. They inbound it to Hunt, back to Kayla. Long jumpers, too strong. Rebound, Brooklyn Blanchard. Blanchard tries to bounce it inside. Coming away with it, though, is Roberts. Roberts driving, bounce pass Lawson. Layup is too strong. Coming down with it is Brooklyn Blanchard. Blanchard brings it across the timeline, being hounded by Lawson. Now gives it over to Hunt. Bounce pass, Kayla Hunt. Long jumpers, no good. McIntyre tips it, and they're going to call an over the back on McIntyre.
Well, ice cold from the field for Smyrna here to start the game. The rim's a little tight for him.
Siegel's zone has caused them problems up to this point. 2:57 to go in the first quarter of play. Siegel leads 5-2. John Dingens, Brian Barrett with you. Got all the newspaper represented tonight. Daily News Journal, Murfreesboro Post. Here's Franciscan driving, going up, and it's short. And now foul going to be called again on Allison Bush. That's her second. And Allen Bush may be forced to look down his bench.
Well, she's going to have to be very careful from now on.
And rebounding quite possibly an advantage to Smyrna tonight.
I would think so, especially with the early foul trouble that Siegel has. I know they both have 3 team fouls, but anybody with more than 2.
McIntyre with a first bank three from way outside. And a nice assist by Blanchard. And we're tied at 5. Franciscan has it left side for Siegel. Finds Klemmer. Now to Lawson. Looks for Roberts now. Top of the key. Now left side Bush. Bounce pass. Dangerous, and it's intercepted. Picked up by Kayla Hunt. Driving. Tries to feed it, and it's knocked down and out of bounds by Erica Roberts. Pretty good play.
You know, she just ran in front of her. and caused her to miss dribble, if you will, and lost the ball.
It'll be Smyrna's ball underneath their basket.
Asia Phillips just came in for Siegel for Bush.
Here's Treasure Hunt. Puts it up against the window. No good. Rebound. Coming down with it is Blanchard. Over to McIntyre. To Hunt. Long three. Oh, yeah. Wow. Kayla Hunt with three.
Well, if they get that going tonight, John, it's going to be a long one for the Lady Stars. They're going to have to do something. I know they want to stay in that zone defense and force them to shoot outside, but if they start hitting them, it's going to be trouble.
Phillips being hounded by Treasure Hunt gets it away to Lawson. Over to Francesca. And Smyrna's really picked up the defensive pressure in the man-to-man. Here's Klemmer. Holds it out front. Now gives it to Roberts. He'll take the three. Swish! First bank three. And so far, Siegel has really done a good job of getting 3 points. A three-point shot working for him. Roberts has eight already, Brian.
Well, an answer for an answer, and that's what the Lady Stars have to do.
Pass inside to Bolton. She scores. Allie Bolton's her first basket, and it's 10-8 Smyrna with 49 seconds to go in the first.
Smyrna answering blow for blow as well, so this has been a good first quarter.
Franciscan to Lawson. And almost thrown away, picked up by Franciscan, saves it, but Bolton comes down with it. 32 seconds to go in the quarter. 10-8 Smyrna, they have the ball. Front court is Kayla Hunt. Gives it over to McIntyre, open for three again, and she scores again. McIntyre with six, and the lead now creeps up to five for Smyrna. 14 seconds to go in the first. Lawson between the circles, almost throws it away. Phillips comes back with it, though, and saves it for Siegel. Tries to get it inside, tip, Lawson comes up with it. Lawson, long three, it's good! What a quarter. And it happened in about a two-minute span, it looks like. Lawson scores, and we're at the end of the first quarter with our score. It's the Smyrna Bulldogs 13, the Siegel Stars 11. We'll be back.
Bell Jewelers, the name you know, the jeweler you trust.
Bell Jewelers, across from Toots.
Toots. Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. Each year, Toots Restaurants supports the Lady Raiders and the MTSU Blue Raiders basketball programs. If the Blue Raiders or Lady Raiders score 100 points, bring your ticket stub in for free wings at Toots. You can bring the whole family in and eat very reasonably at any of our three locations here in Rutherford County.
Good food and fun.
If the Blue Raiders or Lady Raiders score 100 points, bring your ticket stub in for free wings at Toots.
Good food and fun.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment, 815-1800.
Business owner, does your business have patients or customers spending time in a waiting room? Are they grumbling, how much longer? Well, they do. This is Andy with Intersource, and we're experts in patient and customer entertainment. Let us put the perfect package together for you. For patient and customer entertainment, you got to go to the source. Intersource.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment, 815-1800.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm 7 AAA basketball coverage on WGNS brought to you in part by TOA, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, Winners Trophies, Last Cast's Feed Supply, and Prentice Alsop Heating and Air.
Siegel with a basketball, and the long jumper is missed. And coming in, that was Phillips that took that shot. Here's Treasure Hunt inside of Bolton, double-teamed, and now they're going to say she traveled. Good call by the official, and that is turnover number three for Smyrna. Smyrna leading 13-11 here as we start the second quarter. Full court pressure by the Bulldogs. Phillips gives it over to Roberts. Blanchard making a good play, but I think she's going to pick up the foul. Good defensive play, but got that hand in there. Blanchard's first. Fourth team foul on Smyrna. Side court, it goes to Siegel. Franciscan to throw it in. Gives over to Lawson. She looks for Alan Bush for the play, brings it across the timeline. Blanchard is all over Lawson. Bounce pass, right side, it goes to Roberts, over to Phillips. Open for a second, didn't take the shot. Over in the corner to Clemmer, right side here, right in front of us. Clemmer to Phillips, gets it inside Lawson, posting up on Blanchard, puts it up, misses the shot, and a foul going to be called on Brooklyn Blanchard, and another quick foul, that's her second.
That foul's going to be called on the floor before Lawson put up the shot attempt, so it'll be out of bounds.
And some substituting coming in. Jasmine Neal getting back to come in. And McIntyre comes out. And also coming in, Bree Patterson for Smyrna, a 5'4 junior. And
Coach Middleton.
Yeah, there was a
wanted to make sure the right person got the foul.
Roberts gets it into Lawson, double teamed, in traffic, in trouble, and a scramble for it, and the ball is going to belong to Smyrna. So a turnover for Siegel, that's their fourth.
Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update in the boys 9A tournament. Community leading Forest 22-21. Keep you updated on that. The one we're really looking forward to getting the scores for is that MTCS Eagleville championship game coming up after the consolation there.
Here's a long jumper by Neal. That's no good. Rebound picked up by Odom, who came in as well. I didn't check her when she came in. And there's a drive to the basket. And I think Asia Phillips is going to pick that one up.
Well, just kind of a tripping foul got in the way there.
So going to the line again will be Jasmine Neal. Neal going to eye it. Free throw is good. Neal has three. Advanced Heating and Air free throw shooting has offered the Advanced Heating and Air has offered the finest products and services since how long? 1966. I was 11 years old. 893-7930.
About as old as my oldest brother.
Free throw, it's good. Neal with four. And Siegel to throw it in. Franciscan gets it out to Lawson. Gives it to Bush. Came back in for Siegel. It's Lawson, Franciscan, Bush, Phillips, and Roberts. Long pass to Roberts, who's left open for three. No good this time. Rebound. Picked up, coming away with it, is Patterson for Smyrna. To Treasure Hunt. Little give and go. Now backs up, takes the jumper. It's good. It's a first bank three for Treasure Hunt. Her first basket. And a big basket for Smyrna. They go up by seven. 18-11.
They have four threes and 1 2-point field goal.
Here's Bush, almost walked. And
Sean Middleton believes she did.
He sure did. He did a little hop, skip, and jump there. Over left side it goes to Roberts. To Franciscan, bounce past Lawson. Here's Bush, sweeps it around over to Phillips. Now back to Roberts. 18-11 our score, Smyrna leads. Lawson open for three, got it. First bank three for Lawson.
Well, they have four threes and 1 2-point basket, so it's about the same. Both teams shooting the three-pointers really well tonight.
Keeping them close. Here's Patterson. Long jumper left open there by Neal. It's no good. Rebound, Siegel. Coming around with it is Phillips. In some trouble. There's a dive for it, but coming away with it is Roberts. Tries to get across the timeline in a hurry. And now a foul going to be picked up by Kayla Hunt. That's her first. Siegel will throw it in. Clemmer getting ready to come back in, and Phillips coming out for the Stars. It's Laverne girls against the Oakland girls in our second game tonight. Only two tonight. We rest up for the big four games tomorrow. Here's Lawson has it between the circles. To Bush. Bush bounces over to Clemmer. To Lawson. Going to drive. Stop, shoots. 12-footer. Good. Lawson having quite a game, Brian.
Well, they're going to have that. And she's stepping it up. Robert's stepping it up. And right now, Siegel not throwing in the towel. They're playing awfully well here at Smyrna.
Cut the lead to two, 18-16. Here's Treasure Hunt in the lane, driving, no good. Bush comes down with it. Out to Lawson. Siegel taking an opportunity to run. Franciscan going to go all the way in, and is going to be bumped and fouled by Ryan Odom. Her first foul.
Be their first attempts here at the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. No.
Oh, wait a minute.
Really?
They call an offensive foul on that?
Apparently so.
Oh, okay. Well, it was right in front of us. What do you think?
I don't think that was charged.
Okay.
Neither does Allen, I don't think.
Here's Patterson, gives it over right side to Kayla Hunt, picked up by Roberts. Now Treasure Hunt going to shoot one and hit it from outside. Another three, and that one by Treasure Hunt. That's she has six.
Fifth three for them. Siegel has four.
And a timeout call by the Siegel Stars. A chance for us to talk about our friends at Bob Parks Auction. And it's 21-16 Smyrna, Brian.
Well, if it's maybe residential, commercial, farms, land, anything like that, anything in between, the elite team of Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction specialize in it all. They have a successful history of serving estate settlements, complete farm dispersals, and business liquidations. For all of your auction needs, call Stan Vaught and Bob Bug today, 896-4600, and online at bobparksauction.com. State Farm 7AAA basketball tournament coverage on WGNS brought to you in part by State Farm agent Monty King, Zippy Shell, Bell Jewelers, Sprint by Cellular Concepts, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, and State Farm agent Celeste Middleton at 803 North Thompson Lane near Medical Center Parkway. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Celeste Middleton, 895-2700.
And there's a drive in the lane, no good. Bush comes back, she misses. Rebound picked up by Neal.
Roberts just missed that shot. I mean, he hung on the rim and spun on the back of the rim and fell away.
There's Kayla Hunt. She misses the shot, but Blanchard comes down with it. Into Bree Patterson, that is. And that shot goes awry, and it's going to be Siegel's ball. And Siegel will throw it in. Bush. Oh, that ball was almost taken away by Patterson there. Good defensive play. 21-16 our score. Smyrna leads by five with 3:21 to go in the half. Here's Lawson, gets it across the timeline, frees herself away from Treasure Hunt. Double team, now to Roberts. Roberts flips it to Franciscan. Doesn't take the outside shot, gives it back to Roberts. Lawson, really having quite a first half, feeds it over to Roberts, left side. To Franciscan, over to Lawson, to Bush. Franciscan hands it over to Klemmer. Back to Bush, top of the key. A couple of dribbles, stops, now gives it over to Lawson. Lawson has it, gives it to Bush inside. Now she dishes out to Klemmer, over to Franciscan in the corner, drives baseline, goes up, going to be fouled by Treasure Hunt. And I'm almost positive this is a foul. That'll be number two on Treasure Hunt. And going to the line will be Maddie Franciscan. Free throw is good. Her first points of the night. And the second one good. And a whistle and a stop in action here. A foul going to be called. And Morgan Klemmer commits the personal. Jasmine Neal going to go back to the free throw line. She has been there four times. She's got 4 points off the line. Been there, missed two, I think. Free throw up and rolls good. Free throws brought to you tonight by Fans Heating and Air. They built their business on complete and total customer satisfaction since 1966. And the free throw, the second one, is missed. Rebound, jump ball, and it's going to go to Siegel. 22-18, Smyrna leads by four. McIntyre, Bolton back in for Smyrna. And they give it up to Roberts. Roberts drives, gives it to Franciscan, over to Bush. Now to Lawson, it's been red hot, misses this one. Rims off and it's into the hands of McIntyre, over to Kayla Hunt. Bolton has it, shoots from the corner, banks it off, no good. Rebound, coming down with it is Bush. Two good defensive rebounds by Allison Bush. Lawson, Clemmer, open, shoots. I don't know if maybe somebody partially blocked that one. Rebound, Bolton, gives it to McIntyre. Minute 54 to go in the half. Here's Patterson. Long lob to Bolton, finds inside. That is Bolton, and she scores. That was McIntyre to Bolton. And Bolton picks up another basket. She has four.
Only the second two-point field goal for Smyrna here in the first half.
Haven't been a lot of two-point field goals, have there?
Well, neither for neither team.
And in trouble is Allison Bush. And an alert timeout by Coach Bush of the Siegel Stars, and we'll take a timeout. 24-18, Smyrna on top. We'll be back.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad.
And this is Eric. We're more than just mufflers. Our ESC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Come by for our $19.99 oil change special, complete with tire rotation. That's right, only $19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger's and the Country Club.
$19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Trust the Midas touch.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm 7AAA basketball tournament coverage on WGNS brought to you in part by Middle Tennessee Christian School, Murfreesboro Electric, Sir Pizza, Bowen's Body Shop, along with Fans Heating and Air.
And we have a minute 30 to go in the first half. Siegel has the ball, trailing by six. And there's a drive and a double dribble on Aisha Phillips. That's the fifth turnover for the Stars. And coming in for Smyrna is Angelicia Harris. For the Smyrna Bulldogs, Kayla Hunt coming in with the ball and brings it across the timeline. Now gets it inside to Bolton, puts it off the window, good. Bolton with some big baskets here toward the end of the half.
Well, back-to-back two-pointers there in the paint.
And a loose ball, Bolton involved in that one. It's a jump ball, it's gonna belong to the Lady Bulldogs. So some good defensive play, and Bolton's kind of come alive here in the last couple of minutes. Roberts coming back in for Siegel, and coming out will be Franciscan. 26-18, Smyrna has increased their lead to eight. They give it over to Neal, runs the point, gives it over to the right side now. To Harris, now back to Hunt. Left side, Neal, wide open, misses the shot. Bolton there though, nobody screened her out, she scores easily. She has eight, and the lead now 10 for Smyrna. We're under a minute of play here in the first half.
She scored the last 6 points here, John. That's huge.
Lawson, six unanswered points for the Smyrna Bulldogs. Lawson still dribbling out front between the circles. Standing on the Bulldog's paw out there. Aisha Phillips over to Bush, over to Roberts. Ball almost get away. I thought she double dribbled. And drives to the basket. It's no good. Bolton down with a rebound. She's been just unbelievable the last 2 or 3 minutes. Here's Neal going to drive. Shot's blocked by Bush. We give it over to Clemmer. And right now, Brian, it looks like Smyrna much more physical than the Smyrna than the Siegel Stars right now.
Yeah, and Siegel's missed their last five shots, turned the ball over a couple of times here in this quarter, three times actually. So things beginning to trend Smyrna's way, and part of that is because of the aggressiveness that they're playing with.
And that aggressiveness may get them another basket. However, Phillips blocks the shot as Harris was going up. Good defensive play by Harris, but another good defensive play by Phillips. And Smyrna will get the ball with 3.9 seconds on the first half clock. She bounces it off of Bush and goes up and misses the layup. What a play, but it didn't materialize into any points. And that's the score at halftime. It's the Smyrna Lady Bulldogs 28, the Lady Stars 18. And we're going to take this timeout and be back with stats and more. You're listening to State Farm 7 AAA Basketball Tournament coverage on WGNS.
Craig's Tax Service at 142 Heritage Park Drive offers complete tax preparation, financial, and bookkeeping services. Craig's Tax Service reminds you that it makes sense to get help with your taxes. No long lines and year-round service. Call 890-2233 for an appointment. That's 890-2233. Craig's Tax Service. Join Mike Craig and Bruce Hall at Craig's Tax Service in supporting all Rutherford County schools and student athletes.
This is Steve Grimsley of Zippy Shell, where we offer convenient, affordable mobile storage solutions. If you're decluttering or selling your home, remodeling, moving, or just in need of some storage space, call us, 216-7879. We deliver a unit to you, you pack it, we pick it up and store it in our local warehouse. No need to rent a truck or make multiple trips to a storage facility. We pride ourselves in excellent customer service and are locally owned and operated. Call us at 216-7879. That's 216-7879. Zippy Shell Mobile Storage Solutions.
Martin's Home and Garden is the premier place for gardening, landscaping, and outdoor buildings.
No one has more outdoor furniture than Martin's Home and Garden. This is Lester Martin, and we have over 4 acres of storage sheds, gazebos, pergolas, play sets, playhouses, and outdoor furniture. We feature only top-of-the-line, handcrafted products with the best warranty in the industry. Plus, Martin's offers free delivery and setup in Rutherford and Cannon counties.
Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Demas's.
Serving Middle Tennessee for 30 years.
At Little Caesars, your family gets so much delicious food for so little money, you might think somebody, well, goofed.
Got the pizza, Mom. Here's your change.
All this change is mine? There must be some mistake.
Pull into Little Caesars and pick up a large pizza with one topping of your choice. Only $5 every day.
All this change? This can't be right. Let me talk to the manager.
I'm the manager.
Then let me talk to the owner.
I'm the owner.
Then let me talk to the funny little guy in the toga.
On Memorial in front of Haynes Hardware, on Franklin Road and Rutherford Boulevard by Walmart.
Pizza, pizza.
We are at Olympus Athletic Club here in Murfreesboro, and we're asking people why they joined Olympus.
I like to go to the group exercise classes. I have toned since I've been going to the gym.
Olympus Athletic Club has two locations in Murfreesboro, one in Shelbyville and one in Spring Hill.
This is Sean Barber, founder of Olympus Athletic Club. We have the least expensive, most intensive athletic clubs in Middle Tennessee.
Get in the best shape of your life. Join Olympus Athletic Club online at gymolympus.com.
The time is now.
Saturday, February 23rd auction at 3016 Bradyville Road in Reedyville. A nice home with two bedrooms will be auctioned off. The home sits on 2.5 acres. Again, this auction is going to be in Reedyville at 3016 Bradyville Road, Saturday, February 23rd. See pictures at bobparksauction.com.
Get to a better state farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm District 7 AAA basketball tournament coverage continues here in just a few moments. But while we have a break in the action, it's time to announce the 2012-2013 All Rutherford County Middle School Girls Basketball Team, presented by WGNS, Primetime Sports, Intersource, and Winners Trophies. From Blackman Middle School, Bria Dial, Taylor Freeman, and Alex Booker. From Central Magnet, Sydney Smith. From Christiana Middle, Brooke McClure and Alexis Whittington. From Eagleville, Mallory Mosier. From Laverne, Shay Roberts. From Middle Tennessee Christian School, Abby Buckner and Cammie Adams. From Oakland Middle School, Deja Boyd and Jackie Powless. As we continue, the all-county team, girls basketball team, presented by Primetime Sports, Intersource, and Winners Trophies. From Rock Springs Middle, Tyra Hughes, Keisha Brady, and Brandy Furby. From Rockvale, Lexus Story, and Emily Dahmer. From Siegel Middle School, Leah Hennings. From Smyrna, Caitlin Moore and Candace Gaines. From Stewart's Creek Middle, Brianne Alexander and Taylor Vaughn. And from Whitworth Buchanan Middle, Leah Johnson. That is your 2012-2013 All Rutherford County Middle School Girls Basketball Team, sponsored by WGNS Primetime Sports,
Intersource, your trusted source for entertainment, and Andy DeGraw. I want to say thanks to Andy for his sponsorship this year of the middle school basketball teams and to Winners Trophies. Kelly Hockenberry at Winners Trophies and Sporting Goods always does a tremendous job on the plaques. This year, 51 total girls and boys on these two teams have been highlighted and received a beautiful plaque from Winners Trophies and Sporting Goods, and we want to say thanks to Kelly for that. Once again this year, stepping up and helping us highlight these young people. If you want to take a look at the photos that we took during our picture day, head to goprimetimesports.com and look on the right sidebar. You'll find all county team, and there you will be able to find the photo that we took. You can download the large picture, parents. So if you'd like to have that, we took a full-size photo. You can download that, and you can see who's who in the picture as well. So take a look at it. goprimetimesports.com. And look on the right-hand side, and you'll be able to see it there. And again, thanks to Intersource and Winners Trophies for helping WGNS Primetime Sports present the 2012-2013 All-Rutherford County Middle School basketball teams. This has been the girls' team announcement, the boys' team a bit later on, and we thank you for listening in here to State Farm Prep Sports coverage of the District 7 AAA basketball tournament. We'll be back to more of that coverage coming up here in just a few moments as we continue on FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and streaming worldwide at WGNSradio.com.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. It may be a cliche, but home is where the heart is, and at Steve Martin Construction, we put our heart into every custom home we've built. It's the small things that make a house a home, and we understand that a little luxury can go a long way. You can see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I look forward to talking to you about building your dream home. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639, and online at stevemartinconstruction.com.
Be a hero for kids with cancer. Join Baldwin & Burroughs' third annual event, March 15th at Lanes, Trains, and Automobiles in Murfreesboro. Go to baldwinaborough.com and see how you can give hope to kids fighting childhood cancer.
Would you run for me?
Walk or run in the second annual Special Kids Race, March 23rd at Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, 1272 Garrison Drive. For more information or to register, go to specialkidsrace.org.
Stuck in a state of falling behind, struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wama. Let me help you simplify and get you to a better state. By handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies could mean earning discounts worth up to 40%.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wama, 890-0850.
Since 1940, your first choice for air conditioning and heating repairs has been Roscoe Brown. Now, when you have plumbing problems, it's also Roscoe Brown. You can depend on Roscoe Brown for any type of plumbing service and innovative plumbing solutions. Roscoe Brown is fully licensed, bonded, and insured, and fully qualified to assist with heating, air conditioning, and now plumbing. Roscoe Brown. Phone 888-MY-ROSCOE.
We're at Jerry Potts Car Care on Southgate Boulevard talking with Stacy Potts Orphis. And if it's on, under, or inside of a vehicle, they can work on it.
We do anything from small engine repairs to installing engines and transmissions. Still even just your simple everyday things like oil changes, brakes, all suspension work, anything related to drivability concerns, emissions testing.
Plus tires and alignment at Jerry Potts Car Care on Southgate Boulevard near the County School Board Office.
867-6622.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm 7 AAA basketball tournament coverage on WGNS brought to you in part by Prentice Alsa Heating and Air, the Smyrna Bowling Center, Jones Car Wash, Franklin's Printworks, and the Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike. Your stats from Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Game Day's Team Sports from the first half. Scoring, Allie Bolton with 8 big points, and those coming in back-to-back-to-back fashion to end the first half. 8 points for her, 6 for Treasure Hunt, 5 for Jasmine Neal, 6 for Savannah McIntyre, and 3 for Kayla Hunt. For the Lady Stars, Paris Lawson with 8 for Erica Roberts, and 2
for Maddie Franceskin. Nobody with more than two fouls. And now your team stats. Smyrna out rebounding Siegel 14-7. 14-7 is the rebound total there. And going to have to do some of this. Let's see, 3, 4, 5. 5 of 8 from the free throw line. Siegel with 7 turnovers. Smyrna with 3. And going to have to 5 three-pointers for the Smyrna Lady Bulldogs and 4 for Siegel. And I'll give you the rest of the field goal shooting once I tally that up. So, John, take it away with starting lineups.
Well, you're going to have a minute. I was just sitting there at halftime just, you know, enjoying myself and didn't even help you with the stats, Brian. Apologize. Starting lineups here in the second half, Lawson, Franceskin, Bush for Siegel. There's Lawson with a drive with a left hand, and it's good. Paris Lawson continues her good work. She has 10. Also for Siegel, it's Clemmer and Roberts. For Smyrna, we've got the two Hunt sisters. We've got Allie Bolton, Jasmine Neal, and Miss McIntyre, who almost walked there. Bolton gets it inside, and the basket's good. Allie Bolton with 10.
45% shooting in the first half for Smyrna, 9 of 20 with 5 threes. Siegel, 6 of 19, 32% with 4 threes. And that is a complete look at all of your stats in the first half from Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Game Day's Team Sports.
Bob Mays and Randy King did you right, didn't they?
They did.
And a calculator. Doesn't hurt either. Roberts open for 3, takes her time and scores. First bank 3 for Erica Roberts. She has 11 on the night. 30-23 Smyrna. Most starting lineups, by the way, of the second half, brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Game Day's Team Sports. Here's Kayla Hunt. Gets a pick from McIntyre. Bounces it over. Long jumper by Neal. It's good. It's a 3 as well. Everybody getting the act. And it's 33-23. So Siegel started off hot, but haven't been able to get any point reduction on it. Here's Bush. Almost walked. Gives it over to Roberts. To Clemmer. Thinks about a 3 and now throws it away. Kayla Hunt stops, shoots, 15-footer, good. Kayla Hunt, she has 5. Full court pressure by Smyrna, 35-23. Smyrna's biggest lead, 12. The Lady Patriots walking over here behind me, getting ready for their matchup. Here's Paris Lawson driving, misses it. Clemmer there for the tip-in, and she scores. Morgan Clemmer's first basket. 35-25, Smyrna. They have the ball in the lead. Across the timeline is Kayla Hunt. Gives it left side to Bolton. Over to Neal. Neal being pushed around, and Franceskin going to pick up the foul. Maddie gets her second foul. Actually, I think it's probably going to be her third. Yes, because we counted one that we didn't know that we didn't really exactly agree with. 5:49 to go here in the third. It's a 10-point Smyrna lead. Brooklyn Blanchard in for Smyrna. And coming out is Treasure Hunt. And she gets the ball quickly. Has it left side and gives it over to Kayla Hunt on the right side. The jumper is short. Rebound Lawson. Everybody on their feet just standing around, and Lawson just pulled the rebound down. Franceskin to Bush. Head fake. Gives it out left side over to Roberts. Roberts with the long 3. Again, it's good. Erica Roberts is on fire, folks. She's got 14.
Well, she didn't want to take that, John, and McIntyre just stayed back. She sagged back, and she took it, and it went.
Blanchard misses the shot, but tipped back in by Neal. Jasmine Neal with 10. So quite a bit of scoring here early in the third quarter at the 5:06 mark. Lawson has it. They beat the press, working one-on-one with Bolton. Now finds Franceskin, she's going to try her luck there and misses the shot. Rebound, Lawson puts it up, but she's fouled by Bolton. So going to the free throw line will be Paris Lawson, who's doing a really good job on the boards as well, both ends, offensively and defensively. Bree Patterson getting ready to check in for Smyrna. Coach Middleton wanting to talk a little bit with Savannah McIntyre while Paris Lawson shoots these free throws. It's up, and it is good. Paris Lawson has her 11th point. Patterson coming in, Neal going out. We're from Smyrna High School, Harry Gill Jr. Gymnasium. Second free throw is missed. Blanchard comes down with it. Looks for help, finds Bolton. She dishes it off to McIntyre. Drives, Tries to feed Bolton inside. Ball is off Allie Bolton, and it'll be Siegel's ball. That's the fourth turnover for Smyrna. 37-29, our score. Oakland girls, Laverne girls coming up after this one. Bounce pass over to Lawson. Almost loses it. Now is going to lose it as a jump ball, and it'll go to the Bulldogs. Turnover for Smyrna. That's number five for Smyrna. Or make that Siegel.
Eight for Siegel. No, I'll make that nine. I put it in the wrong spot. Sorry, John.
And here comes Bree Patterson. Bree has it, gives it over to Blanchard. Drives baseline, finds Bolton all alone for the put-in. 12 for Bolton, 39-29, the lead back up to 10. Phil Dye is in the house. And Roberts driving all the way in, misses the layup, rebound, pull down by Bolton. Over to Blanchard. Long pass, clear out to McIntyre. McIntyre feeds the runner. That's Patterson. Turns around, 12-footer missed. Rebound picked up. Lawson has it. Asks for some help as Smyrna puts some pressure on. You don't usually see full court pressure after a missed shot. Klemmer, long three. Good! Banked it off the glass. A first bank three for McIntyre. I'll make that for Morgan Klemmer. And Siegel has pulled within seven, 39-32. And we'll take a timeout and be right back.
You want a trusted TV service, right? You know, one that has all the best movie channels, sports packages, and local coverage, but not sure who to call in Middle Tennessee? Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment. With the ability to bundle together what fits your entertainment needs, Intersource provides TV, internet, phone, home theater, and best of all, local service, including DirecTV, Dish Network, Xfinity, Charter, and Ring Central. So call 815-1800 and talk to a real representative. 815-1800. If you want the best, you got to go to the source, Intersource.
Be a hero for kids with cancer. Join Paul DiNaburo's third annual event, March 15th at Lanes, Trains, and Automobiles in Murfreesboro. Go to pauldinaburo.com and see how you can give hope to kids fighting childhood cancer.
Would you run for me?
Walk or run in the second annual Special Kids Race, March 23rd at Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, 1272 Garrison Drive. For more information or to register, go to specialkidsrace.org.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Clary tells me that MTSU wins their opener today in baseball, beating Ball State 1-0. 1-0 MTSU. So the new era begins on a winning note. Here's Blanchard putting it up off the glass. No good. Hunt down with a big rebound. I know it almost went in, but not quite. But a foul going to be called, and Treasure Hunt going to go to the free throw line. A foul on Allison Bush. And that's the third foul on Allison. 39-32 if you just joined us. We're at the 3:29 mark in the third quarter. Hunt, the free throw is up. Short. No good. Our free throws tonight brought to you by Fans Heating and Air. And they built their business on complete and total customer satisfaction since 1966. 893-7930. Fans Heating and Air. Free throw, second one by Hunt is good. She has seven on the night. And pressure now by Smyrna as they take an 8-point lead. Roberts finds Lawson. Looking. Finds Bush open. Doesn't take the shot. Now gives it back to Roberts. She'll take it. She's been hot. And banks it off the glass. It's just a little bit short. Rebound, Treasure Hunt. Coming across the timeline is Treasure. Finds Blanchard all alone. Layup good from the left side. Great feed there by Treasure Hunt. Blanchard has her first basket. Here's Bush. Over to Roberts. Lead is 10 for Smyrna. Roberts going to drive all the way in. Partially blocked. McIntyre down with it. Over to Hunt. Kayla bringing it across slowly. Now stops and slows things down a bit. Over to Treasure Hunt, driving, working on Bush, and now push by Allison Bush, which will be number four for her. And she's going to have to come out.
The thing about it is, John Smyrna hasn't been able to put Siegel away here. Siegel keeps battling and battling, and I know it's 10 now, but they get it into single digits, and then it's reminiscent of last night's Smyrna-Laverne boys game.
Kayla Hunt from the corner, though, puts a three on the board. From the way outside, and it's a first bank three for her. She has eight. And the lead now 13, 45-32. Bounce pass, Aisha Phillips, and intercepted by McIntyre. Smyrna making a run here, and McIntyre going to go up, going to be fouled, and Mandy Franceskin going to pick it up. And that will be four on her, and now Bush with four, Franceskin with four, and the Stars are looking at some foul trouble here. 2:18 to go in the third.
Just may not have enough in the tank. You know, they came in with a full tank, but there's kind of depleted with the foul trouble so far.
Smyrna very, very physical tonight. Free throw by McIntyre is good. She has seven. Blanchard checking back in. It's Hunt, the two Hunt girls, and we've got McIntyre, Bree Patterson, and Blanchard. A very quick lineup in there right now. And the free throw is good by McIntyre. She gets both of them. Rachel Tracy in the game for Siegel. Lead is 15 for Smyrna. Patterson make that Lawson off to Phillips. Shot is way off. Rebound coming down with it is McIntyre. McIntyre's picked up a few boards in the last few minutes. Oh, behind the head shot, no good, but Blanchard's there to put it in. Uncontested shot by Brooklyn Blanchard, and we've got a timeout on the floor as Smyrna has come to their biggest lead, 49-32. You're listening to State Farm 7 AAA basketball tournament coverage on WGNS.
Try on a Rolex or Tag Heuer watch today.
At Bell Jewelers, across from Toots.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad.
And this is Eric. We're more than just mufflers. Our ESC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Come by for our $19.99 oil change special, complete with tire rotation. That's right, only $19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger's and the Country Club.
$19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Trust the Midas touch.
Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home is family. That's why we know how to serve your family. Hello, friends. This is Lenny Farmer, and I want you to know that for well over a century, we have been serving families just like yours because we understand how deeply emotions are touched by the death of a loved one. Donnie and Eddie Ayers and all the Ayers family desire to care for you and your loved one with dignity and compassion. We understand you have a choice in Rutherford County, and we are grateful that you continue to allow us to serve you. We are your funeral family in Rutherford County at 893-2422.
Get to a better state farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Siegel Stars with the basketball find themselves trailing by 17 with a minute 39 to go in the third. Rachel Tracy has it for Siegel. Top of the key goes to Phillips. A lot of good experience for Tracy and Phillips in this game tonight. Klemmer has it. Gives it over to Tracy. And Roberts gets the ball back, lays it up and in from the right side. Erica Roberts hadn't stopped, that's for sure. She's got 16.
Well, three misses in a row, and that's what led to the Siegel deficit here, but that was a nice way to stop the bleeding.
Treasure Hunt gets a shot from pass from Harris. Harris gets the ball back, flips it back out over to Hunt. Treasure Hunt has it. Bree Patterson in the game as well. Down low it goes to Blanchard, misses that one. Didn't use the glass, just kind of threw it up there. Down with the rebounds, Lawson. Going to go all the way in, coast to coast, misses the shot. Rebound, Blanchard, two on one. Lob goes in, the shot is good. And a score there by Angelicia Harris, her first basket, by the way.
Kind of did the same thing, didn't use the backboard, but that time got the little shooter's touch.
Put it up softly. And the pass almost thrown away. Klemmer comes down with it. Now they say she touched the baseline with the ball. 51-34. The lead is 17 for Smyrna. 24 seconds to go. Oakland Laverne girls coming up next. Brian Baird will have the play-by-play of that one for you. Bree Patterson. Good pressure by Lawson. She gets by her. Now it's tipped away by Roberts. Lawson and Roberts have played well tonight. Lawson with 11, Roberts with 16. Big effort by Allie Bolton, who leads Smyrna with 12. Now they've kind of had some well-rounded scoring tonight. Here's McIntyre. Going to drive, go up, maybe offensive foul, and it is. Aisha Phillips just stood there and took it and got the foul on McIntyre. That's the second foul on McIntyre. We're down to 6 seconds to go in the third. 51-34, Smyrna. That defensive pressure has kind of worn them down, Brian, I think, the full court pressure.
Well, that and the fact that they are playing with lots of foul trouble.
And Roberts doesn't get the shot off in time. And that's going to end the third quarter of play with our score. Smyrna 51, Sigel Lady Stars 34. You're listening to State Farm 7 AAA Basketball Tournament coverage on WGNS. We're here. We've got peanuts. We're in good shape.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Now is a great time to take advantage of a federal tax credit regarding the upgrade of your home's equipment. Maybe it's a natural gas tankless water heater or a natural gas heating and cooling system. Whatever your need is, call us today at 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
What we offer here at Music World is a chance to get a hold of the instrument and actually put your hands on it and play it. Get a hold of the drum set and hear the drums, hear the different heads, hear the different guitar strings, and hear the different offerings that we give here. Things you cannot do on the internet, things you can't do online, you can't actually hear the instrument. And once again, we will not be undersold. Anything you can find us, bring us an article, bring us an ad in, and we can match that price any time of the day. We are Music World and Drummers Den across from Indian Hills, 2762 South Church Street.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm 7 AAA basketball coverage brought to you in part by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, Bud's Tire, First Bank, Claiborne and Taylor Insurance, and Martin's Home and Garden.
And Sigel has the ball, and Roberts finds Franciscan for a basket. Maddie has seven. I'll make that four, excuse me. I'm trying to give that to Maddie instead of gave it to Morgan Klemmer. And here's Jasmine Neal as we start the fourth quarter. Throws a little eight-footer up there that's missed. Bree Patterson comes down with the rebound. Patterson penetrates. Now dishes off to McIntyre. Open for three. Misses it. Rebound Bush. Bush being and well reaching in. Is one of the Lady Bulldogs, either Neal or Harris in there, and it's Harris.
Almost got the jump ball call right there, John, but I think that last reach in is what caused the whistle to be blown for a foul.
Bush looking for help, cross court to Roberts. Roberts drives through two, bounces it over to Lawson, back to Roberts, misses the shot, but Bush is there to put it back in. Allison Bush with her first basket. 51-38, 6:58 to go here in the game.
It's going to take a great quarter by Sigel.
And Neal walked. Kind of lost control of the ball as he was running into Franciscan. And a timeout, I think, is called here by the Lady Bulldogs. And time for us to talk about our good friends Bobby Bug and Stan Vaught of Bob Parks Auction.
Well, don't settle for anything less than the best. The Bob Parks Auction team of Stan Vaught and Bob Bug, well, they are the best. Put their years of marketing experience to work for you. Consider it sold with Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction, 896-4600. Online at bobparksauction.com. Our District 7 AAA coverage also brought to you in part by Haynes Brothers Lumber Company, Jay Mullins Jewelry, Carpets by Osborne, Hodge Construction, and Jerry Potts Car Care, and your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. In the 9A Boys Tournament Consolation Game, Community leading Forest 56-50. Columbia in the 8 AAA Tournament leading the Franklin County Boys 43-39. And it was MTSU a winner over Ball State in baseball today. 1-0. The Jim McGuire era
begins.
Off to a great start.
Yeah. And a shutout. Wow. Weather was great for it, too, wasn't it? Where were they playing that game? Well,
it's here.
Yeah, Ball State wouldn't have been a good place either.
No.
And ball tipped out and about. So MTSU with a 1-0 win and 51-38 here. Sigel's kind of made a little comeback. And now a foul on Harris. And Roberts draws the foul. Harris picks up her second foul. It's 51-38. It was a 17-point lead. So Bolton getting ready to come back in, and Treasure Hunt comes in. Blanchard's still in along with Kayla Hunt. And immediately Blanchard makes the steal. Blanchard goes up, blocked by Lawson. Ball's loose. Lawson scrambled for it. Bolton comes away with it for Smyrna. Throws one up there from about eight, and it's good. And now we've got an injury on the court. It's Kayla Hunt is in pain. And that was a score and maybe a critical situation here for Kayla Hunt.
Boy, that
she
right
does get
ankle.
Up quickly, though. Yeah.
She's kind of favoring that right ankle there, and it's been giving her trouble for a while, John.
So she's going to probably come out here. Is Bree Patterson going to come back? And I don't think it's too serious, but I think it's just a little aggravating of that same foot.
Well, they're going to have to take her out since they stopped play for her.
And that almost looks like a cramp the way they're working on her foot, though, isn't it? And she's smiling. Maybe it's not as serious as we thought. 53-38, 6:27 to go. Siegel trails, and they have the ball, though. Bush in trouble. Throws it to Francesca. Gives it back to Bush. Bush back to Lawson. Going to have to chase it down, and it's over and back. Had to, though. She had Bree Patterson all over.
Well, they might have missed that. I think Bree tipped it.
I do, too. I agree with you. Blanchard to Hunt. Back over to Bolton, top of the key. Right side now to McIntyre. Feeds it inside to Bolton. She goes up. And Bush, I think, or Francesca. Either way, it's not a good situation because I think they both have four fouls. That's Allison, and that is her fifth foul. She's going to have to come out. Allison finishes tonight with 2 points. She's done a pretty good job on those boards tonight, however. And she comes out of the game, and Morgan Klemmer coming back in for her. Allison Bush will be back next year. She's a junior. Be returning.
Being the Braves fan you are, John, Freddie Gonzalez on MLB Network tonight. Long interview with him.
I got to go. Free throw. Good by Bolton. She has 15.
Baseball season almost here. We'll have the Braves once again this year here on WGNS.
Tell Rafferty Cleary to tape that for me. Free throw missed. No, he doesn't have a DVR at the station, does he? We've got everything else. Why don't we have a DVR? I don't know.
Call your wife. She'll DVR it.
No, I'm sure she will. Here's Lawson, going to drive. Cuts between two, almost got it to go. But a foul going to be called, and Paris is going to go to the free throw line. That foul's on McIntyre. 5:50 to go here in the fourth quarter of play. 16-point lead for Smyrna. Free throw by Lawson. Off the rim, no good. Fans heating and air. I'm sorry, Brian. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, if Smyrna holds on to win this game, they'll play Riverdale in the first game tomorrow at 2 o'clock, and we'll hit the air at 1:45 for that one, the first of four games.
Second one also missed. Rebound pulled down by Bolton. Blanchard has it across the timeline into the front court. Over to right side to McIntyre. McIntyre looks for Hunt. Has her. Picked up by Roberts. Back to McIntyre, and now a foul on Phillips fighting for the ball. Over the back, Aisha Phillips picks up her second foul. Bolton, not a shooting foul, so it goes back out to Smyrna. Blanchard has it, going to drive. She finds a hole, puts it up and in. Little running three-footer. And Blanchard's really had a good second half. She has six. Roberts, Blanchard steals it. Now it's going to go out of bounds. It's going to belong to Smyrna. That's what she brings to the table, Brian. Good defense.
Yeah, a lot of quickness, and the defense tonight has caused a lot of turnovers, and 13 for Siegel tonight, and that's been tough for them to overcome.
Well, that was a good call by the official. Paris Lawson held Brooke Blanchard's jersey on the inbounds, and the official caught it, and Blanchard's going to go to the line for 1-1. Fans hitting an air free throw. They offer the finest products and services since 1966. The first one's no good. Lawson down with a rebound for Siegel. That number, by the way, 893-7930 for fans heating and air. Here's Roberts. Has it back out to Lawson between the circles. Picked up by Blanchard. Over to Phillips. Klemmer cuts through, and Treasure Hunt, in the meantime, just takes it away out of Phillips' hands. Hunt lobs it in to Blanchard. Doesn't have the shot. She dishes it to McIntyre. Jumper short. Rebound. Picked up Hunt. She lays it back in. Treasure Hunt with nine. 58-38. The lead is 20. Battle, clock moving at 4:42.
Battle on the boards has been very evident tonight. Smyrna very aggressive. They lead 25-14 on the boards, and it's been that and turnovers that have unfortunately ended the Siegel year, it looks like.
Lawson spins, puts it up with the left hand, short. Rebound picked up, Hunt. Hunt throws it out to Kayla Hunt, brings it across. She's back. Was just a cramp. Moving pretty good, actually. McIntyre stops, shoots, 15-footer, bottom. Savannah McIntyre with 10. Nice move by her, 60-38. As the clock, and you're right, the season winding down for Siegel, I'm afraid, Brian. Roberts going to drive all the way in, puts it up, no good. Lawson is there, reverses her lane, and she's going to be fouled. So Paris will go to the free throw line. Fouls on Bolton, I think. Her second. And Paris Lawson was shooting, so she'll shoot two. Fixing to have some changes for Smyrna and Siegel. Lawson's free throw is no good. We do have changes. Jasmine Neal coming in. Harris is coming in, and Patterson coming in. And for Siegel, she's still sitting there. I think she may be coming in for Lawson here. Lawson tonight has 11 points. Free throw good. Another returning player for Allen Bush, Paris Lawson. She's just a sophomore. May be out for the night. I don't know. 12 points on the evening.
Well, they're going to anchor the future here, John, and some pretty good youth, but they're going to be Roberts and Lawson going to be the senior leaders, that's for sure.
Another year in under their belt. They should be much stronger. So they'll have some pretty good guard play.
Need some size.
They need a little size, you're right. Here's a runner in the lane by Neal, and she miraculously put it in. She has 12. She's had a good night. Full court pressure by Smyrna. Here's Franceskin trying to get it down low, and it's kicked. It'll be Siegel's ball. 62-39. We're at 3:16 to go in this one. Coming up after Ideas Tease between games, we will have Oakland and Laverne. And Franceskin on the inbounds gets the basket, her sixth point. 62-41. Smyrna has the ball in the lead. Patterson walks it up. Tracy has her. Gets a screen from Hunt. Now dishes it off to Kayla Hunt. Back to Treasure. Treasure shoots it short. Tracy down with it. Has trouble holding it and loses it. And Smyrna comes away with it. That's Harris. Back out now to Bree Patterson. The winner of this game is going to play Riverdale on Saturday at 2 o'clock. That'll be the first game on Saturday. That's tomorrow. Be the first game tomorrow.
Gets much easier, doesn't it?
Here's Harris. Inside it goes to Patterson. Kayla Hunt steps back for the three, misses it. Rebound again, Smyrna. To Neal. She puts it up. It's short. Rebound, Tracy. To Roberts. Roberts going to drive. Bounce pass to Klemmer. Doesn't take the shot. Phillips will. It's short. Rebound, Hunt, Treasure Hunt. Clears it out to Harris. Now back to Hunt. A minute 58. We're under 2 minutes now in this one. Smyrna leading at 62-41. And a whistle, and I think we've got a timeout for Smyrna. We'll take one, too. Smyrna leads by 21. We'll be right back.
That's amore.
Gondolier Italian Restaurant has opened their first Middle Tennessee location in Murfreesboro. Gondolier offers fine Italian and Greek cuisine at affordable prices. Be sure to check their website to learn more about their $4.95 lunch specials and their daily dine-in deals, which include a kids' night, seniors' day, date night, and charity event. That's Gondolier Restaurant at 219 Northwest Broad Street, just south of the Murfreesboro Square, and online at murfreesborogondolier.com.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm 7 AAA basketball tournament coverage on WGNS, brought to you in part by State Farm agent Andy Womack at 1535 West Northfield Boulevard near the Ford dealer. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Andy Womack, 890-0850.
And Smyrna takes the shot and misses, and we've got some changes. Let me see if I can get those in. Tierra Hughes is in for Smyrna. They did that at the break. I think he called timeout to get those in. Ryan Odom is in. Kayla Hunt comes out. Kayla Hunt, a senior now. And the lob goes out to Neal.
All right, guarantees you three more games now, John. You win the first round of the district tournament.
Odom, a freshman, is in, and a pretty good size freshman. She's tall. So she's pushing around 6 foot, 5'11 anyway. Here's Odom over to Hughes. Back to Patterson. He's playing a little catch here. I've got some subs for Siegel as well. Here's Harris going up and misses the shot. It's going to be out of bounds. No, Tracy saved it. Probably should have let that one go, maybe. For Siegel, let's see here. We've got Rebecca Jurgens is in. And number 21 is Caroline Bass, so he's cleared the bench. Patricia Brown, is she in there? Yes, she is. So everybody's in for Siegel. Everybody's played. Always like to see that, you know? Everybody getting a little chance, some action. Smyrna pretty content about just passing the ball. Phillips comes down with a steal, however. Gives it over to Bass. Bass dribbling in the backcourt, trying to get it across the timeline. Needs help, gives it to Phillips. And they call over and back. A lesson learned there. Somebody's got to come and help her on offense.
16 turnovers for the Lady Stars. That stat, the rebounding stat, and the foul trouble tonight was just a mixture that Siegel could not overcome.
62-41. Smyrna led by 10 at half. And they've doubled it here in the second half. And throwing it in is Patterson, giving it over to Neal. Back to Patterson, dribbling out front between the circles. He's kind of moving around a little bit. Tracy picks her up. Patterson goes up for the shot. It's short. Rebound. Harris is there to put it in. Angelicia Harris has four. I'll get it in a minute. Phillips, long pass. Jurgens open for three. No good. Rebound. Coming down with it. It's out of bounds. It's going to belong to the Smyrna Bulldogs. Oakland, Laverne, girls coming up. Brian Baird will have that one for you. 9 seconds to go in this one. And Bray Patterson just going to hold the ball and going to end this one as Smyrna's going to advance to play the Riverdale Lady Warriors as they defeat the Siegel Stars by a score of 64-41. They will play Riverdale tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock right here on WGNS. And we want to welcome you to the IDIS Tees Between Games show. IDIS Tees, operators of Lightning's Locker Room, is gearing up for baseball season. That's right. Middle Tennessee won 1-0 today to open it up. They have new Nike tees, new era on the field, flat bill hats, just like the players wear, and the new white Sunday hat. Don't miss your chance to be one of the first to wear the new Blue Raider gear. You can visit Lightning's Locker Room off-campus location. That's right, 910 Ridgely Road. You been there, Brian? I've been there a few times.
Oh, yeah.
Turn off bra between Chewy's and Chili's and also open at the stadium Fridays and game days. Got an opportunity to look at the Loveless Fine Photography players of the game. And there they are. Okay. And tonight, Brian, I think I'm going to go with Erica Roberts for Siegel. She had 16 points. 1, 2, 3, 4 first bank threes in that game tonight for Erica Roberts. And playing hard all the way through, even to the end. And for Smyrna, with the second half she had, I'm going to go with Allie Bolton. We wound up in the evening with 15 points. Allie Bolton just had a super first half. She's just a sophomore, and Roberts just a junior, so some youngsters contributing tonight, and they're the Loveless Fine Photography players of the game. They're the official senior photographer for Riverdale, Blackman, Siegel, Eagleville, and Middle Tennessee Christian School. You can also see and order sports team pictures for those schools at lovelessphotography.com. Loveless Fine Photography on Clark Boulevard between Memorial and Highland, 890-1558. And looking at our Midas of Murfreesboro shift of the game, I'm going to go with Allie Bolton's six points. She scored
back-to-back-to-back.
Yeah, back-to-back-to-back buckets with 110. I was right. She scored 6 points, or 9 points, I guess.
It was six.
No, six.
Back
two, four,
to back-to-back.
Yeah, twos, yeah. And 110 left on the first half, and they got out to a 10-point lead. And Bolton then went on to score 15 points, and that's our Midas of Murfreesboro shift of the game. Midas, your one-stop shop for brakes, oil change, and all of your auto repair needs on Broad near Northfield. Trust the Midas touch. And, Brian, we want to go ahead with stats here, and we want to –
We can ahead. Certainly do
Let's
that.
Let's do that.
I've got them.
I've got – let me do the scoring.
All right.
And give you a little extra second there or two. Scoring went like this for Siegel. Morgan Klemmer had 7. Maddie Franciscan with 6. Allison Bush with 2. Erica Roberts with a big night, 16 points with 4 threes. Paris Lawson had 12. Kayla Hunt had 8 for Smyrna. Savannah McIntyre with 10. Allie Bolton, 15. Treasure Hunt with 9. Angelicia Harris had 4 off the bench. And Jasmine Neal had 12. A very all-round performance. They had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 players with at least 9 points or at least 8 points in that effort for Smyrna, winning it 64-41. And you have the team stats, and I'll let you do that, my man. Then you can get us out.